Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Sweet. Yeah. And then at any point, if you have questions or anything, feel free to ask. But I think that's about it. Everybody feeling good?
Yep. Hells
Let's
yeah.
Just eat Adel alive. Let's make it possible for him to do his job.
Tear him limb from limb.
So we're going to pick up on a relatively normal day at the tavern Bottoms Up. The only thing out of the norm is that two very elegant men are seated at one of your tables. Ooh. And we're actually going to pick up there at Bottoms Up while these two are sharing a meal. So everyone, quiet on set, sound speeding, and we're rolling.
Dice!
When you need a break from this crazy world to see your friends and fill a cup, find Sebastian Chalice, Chip, and Beef at the Noble Bottoms Up. As step by step our growing pains are improving home and away, we're feeling absolutely fabulous on another happy day. We're in different worlds with different strokes, but the good times will not end. So cheers to all our family and our friends.
Starring Aaron Keith as Chalice Glass, Elizabeth Andrews as Beef, Waleed Mansour as Chip Ahoy, Ben Briggs as Sebastian Von Hugh Grant, and Sean Coyle as everything else. Sitcom D&D is filmed in front of a fake studio audience.
Adel, do you want to describe who your character is and what your character looks like?
Absolutely. So my character is Dean Cahoots. Dean Cahoots is he's the dean of the charm school, I'm sure. So I'm sure is the charm school he's the dean of. Cahoots, he just kind of has one name. If he's not going by Dean, if he's not on campus, he just goes by Cahoots. Unless you're a former student, then you should call him Dean Cahoots. Cahoots, the race of Cahoots is a tabaxi, which are they're basically like cats. They can look like any sort of cat. And his class is a sorcerer. On each of his ears, he has a little top hat. And then,
oh my god!
And his ear goes through it, so it's not it doesn't cover the ear and fold it. It needs to breathe, so each ear has a little top hat that pokes through. And then, of course, there is a main top hat in the middle of his head.
He has three top hats.
Of
course. So it sort of just seems like his ears are wearing tube dresses.
Aaron, I'm sorry, I'm not workshopping this character.
I'm so sorry.
It is settled.
Ignore me. I blew it.
He has almost like Chippendale strippers, where he has like a collar with no shirt. He has the cuffs not attached to anything. So that's what's going on there. He also has a flowy purple, like purple black-ish cape. Depending on how it hits the light, it's kind of purplish black. And then around his waist, he does have sort of tied a leather strap or belt. And then there's dangling down the center, there's a tie dangling down to sort of protect his modesty.
And his name is Just Cahoots.
Just Cahoots. Yeah, it's one name.
Oh, okay, I thought it was Dean. Nice. Dean Cahoots.
Okay, now well, hold on. Now it's that.
So you were workshopping this character. I caught you.
Oh, incredible. So Dean Cahoots is also sitting across from his very fancy friend, Sir Lavish Von Frufru, who is a shorter human dressed to the nines and is wearing an enormous powdered wig.
I, Sir Lavish Von Frufru, haven't been in a place this shabby in years. What am I saying? I haven't been to a place this shabby ever.
Agreed, old friend. I mean, I didn't order the roach sandwich, but that's what I got.
You know, we would have never come here if it weren't for that mysterious piss fire that occurred at the fine dining establishment across the street.
Yes, what a peculiar fire. The more you piss on it, the more it grows.
And to think, the kingdom's greatest annual dinner, the Fancy Feast, is tomorrow. What are we to do? The restaurant we reserved across the street is still going to be closed because of that mysterious piss fire.
Ah, Fancy Feast. Meow. I hurt because there's no Fancy Feast venue. We need to come up with a new place. Let me look around the room here.
Well, certainly not this place. I mean, look at it. It's completely disheveled. It's disgusting.
Yes, I looked up at the ceiling expecting to see a chandelier, but what it was two little feet dangling as if someone on the second floor had fallen through halfway.
Help!
But there are candles on his feet, so I guess it is a chandelier.
That's just Jack. I can recognize his voice. Jack be nimble and Jack be quick, and Jack has feet made of candlesticks.
Oh, they're made of candlesticks. Oh.
Yes, quite, quite.
It's a really painful curse.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. Your back and forth is beautiful, but are you guys going to order dessert or not?
I guess I'll have, let's see. Do you have a dessert menu or can you recite it by memory?
No, yes, all memory for me, beef. Well, your dessert this evening is cream and pepper. Pepper and cream.
Sorry, so my options are memory, beef, cream or pepper?
Well, my name is Beef. I'm so sorry. I could do a better job at serving you guys, but...
No, you look like a beef.
You look like a beautiful... You look like you could pick me up and show me a good time.
I'm sorry about my friend Beef. He is not used to people who smell this good, and he was hoping you would order dessert so he could eat it later.
They don't normally let me do the serve. Usually I'm in the back, but a few people fell through the roofs and... Mm.
That's the roof. So the second floor is actually the roof.
Yeah. Is this a trick question?
Sometimes. How is your poached sandwich? And can I get you a refill on your spicy milk?
Well, my poached sandwich is crawling away. I would like the spicy milk, but could you put that in a saucer versus a glass? And also, I will try the dessert. Just bring me one of each.
All right, I will if I remember.
And for me, I was wondering if you knew what.
Oh, you were done as a table?
I didn't say.
Sorry, I'll run back.
Yet.
Hold on, I'll run back. So you wanted a piece of pie.
Unbelievable. She has chickpeas under her fingernails.
As
how?
A little snack.
How begs the question, how?
As a little snack.
Well, as a little snack, obviously.
Thank you, B.
Speaking of little snacks, yes, I'll have a small piece of whatever today's pie is, and then whatever you think pairs best with that, drink-wise.
All right, I will bring it back if I don't forget or get bored. See you later.
Oh, and I'll take some dessert sherry. Oh, too late.
I am truly tickled by this establishment. It is putting me into a fit of tickles how ridiculous this is.
Yes, it's almost so dismantled that it's humorous. I almost like it here. I'm going to look at this little bowl of peanuts. I'm going to eat some of these peanuts and throw the shells on the floor.
Hey, how dare you? How dare you? How dare you?
Hey, those are display peanuts, all right? Put them back.
Hey, sorry, Sebastian, there's throw up in the keg again. Should I just leave it?
Just leave it, right? Just stir it.
Cahoots, you seem to have upset the muscle, the bouncer, or something.
I'm not a bouncer. I'm the server / bartender / fabled folk hero.
Oh my goodness, this is rich.
I'm sorry, we're not rich. We're very poor. Okay?
Did somebody say poor? I'm Seb, and I've been in the back. And I'm actually the owner here.
And here's your order, one old piece of cake to share. You're welcome.
At least they're honest.
You know what? You know what? I've got a thought, Cahoots. Now hear me out.
Yes.
I would like to make you a wager. A gentleman's bet. Have you heard of the stage play She's All That?
Yes.
Beef, get up from their table. You're not a part of this.
Come on. Yes. They're so fun.
I think I saw a production maybe 15, 20 years ago. Yes, in the Deep West.
Yes, it's the one starring Prince Freddy II.
Oh, yes. His father was the king, but died young. And so he just got a pass. Everyone was like, he's talented. I mean, he's fine, but it feels like his father, the king, really paved the way.
Yeah, did the heavy lifting there.
Yes.
Well, in that play, his best friend bets him that he can't make the weirdest girl in town the people's princess. I'd like to make a bet that you can't turn the worst bar I've ever been to, this bar, into an establishment befitting the fancy feast by tomorrow.
Sam, the keg burst into flames when I stirred the vomit in, so it must have been piss in there, too.
Okay, I'll get the shovel. We gotta bury that 7 feet deep, all right? We don't want the spirits coming out of that one. We can't shut down for another 6 days, all right? We just can't do it anymore.
Well, I swear, I'm not performing one more ditty on that stage unless that hole on the floor of the stage gets fixed.
Oh, and it's leaking from the roof, so it's going to be a pee ditty. Listen, Frou-frou.
I like this guy. This guy's really quick.
Get up from the table, Beef.
Beef, get over here.
Von Frou-frou, old friend, looking around, I am absolutely disgusted at how grotesque and mismanaged this place is. I do have to say, as the dean of I'm Sure Charm School, I've never failed a student who'd walk through my doors. And walking through these, I guess you'd call them doors, even though they're flaps of meat in an entryway, I feel challenged for the first time in a while. I feel my expertise could be really put to use, so I accept your gentleman's wager. I accept your challenge. I shall turn this place around.
Well, let's up the ante then, more than just a gentleman's wager. Would you say you were willing to bet 500 gold pieces along with your reputation?
Holy cow, that's a lot
of cash.
Oh
my gosh, wow.
Let's make it 600 in your reputation.
Oh, you've got yourself a deal, old friend. And we shake hand and paw.
Beef, you are not part of this handshake. And I grab Beef by the stomach and pull Beef away.
Please.
And we gentlemen's kiss on it.
Gentlemen's kiss on it.
Well, looks like you've got your work cut out for you, old friend.
Yes, yes, I do. Let's get to work.
I'll see you tomorrow with the rest of the other fancies at 7 p.m. sharp for the annual fancy feast.
Oh, wait, I'm so sorry. Tomorrow. I'm supposed to have this done by tomorrow. I don't know why. I hear what I want to hear. I thought you said 2 years. Okay. No, this works. This works.
A bet's a bet, and it is tomorrow. So Lavish Von Frou-Frou pushes his seat out, kind of dabs his face with his napkin, and excuses himself from bottoms up, leaving just Dean Cahoots there with the rest of the gang.
All right, is everyone here? Are these all the employees of Bottoms Up?
I am the owner. Who are you?
My name is Dean Cahoots. I am the dean of I'm Sure Charm School, and I'm here to make over you and your cohorts and your bar, Bottoms Up. Now, I'm not a bar rescue cat, to be sure, but I do feel like I have a certain expertise that will help all of you succeed, and more importantly, make money. Gold, if you will.
I don't understand why we would even need a makeover of some sort.
I'd love a haircut.
besides haircuts, I'm not sure what kind of makeover we
need. I'd say we all would love a free haircut, but this place is looking way better than it's ever looked before.
Is this about haircuts?
It can be. It can be. But mostly it's about your attitude, your skill, your service, your dedication to your service, and the veneer or aesthetic of the bar itself. Now, look around you. I want everyone to look around. Look at the feet dangling in the ceiling.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Look at the rats. Look at the rats and visible lice scurrying around the place.
I see that.
Does this look like a place you'd want to eat?
I mean,
it's the only place I know how to eat.
Yeah, it's the only place we all eat.
It's just we
have to eat.
Okay.
First things first. What I'm hearing is a lot of mumbling. I hear a lot of. I need everyone to speak with dedication. Now, repeat after me. Bottoms Up is the place to eat.
Bottoms up is a place to eat.
Cahoots, we've really got our work cut out for us, don't we? Hey, I'm Jennifer the Rat. I'm kind of the leader of the rats in the kitchen.
Oh, good heavens, my apologies. I thought you were just a off-the-street rat. You work here.
Yes, yes.
Mr. Kazoinks, you should know that I
Please,
actually...
Please, Mr. Kazoinks is my father.
Oh, I'm sorry. Well, Cahoots, you should know that I am a former princess, and I took years of elocution classes.
You took 4 years of electrocution classes?
Yes, I got hit by lightning several times, and now I get a nosebleed if I try to do math. Anywho,
what's 1 + 1?
Ah! Ah! Don't let me do math, I'll bleed. And I've just done all sorts of classes. How to walk downstairs, how to paint with watercolors, how to let men kiss my hand real slow and wet. I'm all good at all sorts of things, so you don't have to work on me at all. I'm actually very fancy and have been this whole time.
You do sound fancier than normal. You don't normally talk like that.
Oh, am I putting on airs because all of a sudden I feel inferior to him? You think I've changed him?
Your hands are really high up close to your face.
I don't
These
know
if, hands?
I don't know if this is universal, but at the I'm Sure Charm School, putting on airs is what we call passing gas. So rule number one, don't fart in the bar, in the restaurant.
I'm telling you right now, they will not be able to do that.
That's the first rule. We're freaking screwed. We're absolutely screwed.
We are all farting right now in real time.
Okay, maybe the best thing to do. Let me step back one step here. Maybe the best thing to do is, why don't
is
you all give...
Is it because we smell bad?
Part of it, yes, to be honest. Thank you for asking. Let me step back a few more feet. Maybe the best thing to do is, why don't you all, before changing, before I can get any sort of assessment and dole out advice, maybe the best thing for you to do is give me the authentic bottoms-up experience. Treat me like any rapscallion off the street and give me the full service as you would on any typical day. So let me go outside, and I'm going to come in, and right from the get-go, give me the experience, okay? Let me go outside.
Okay.
Cahoots, get into character. Mm-hmm. Your name is Jeff. You are a patron. All right, let me see if I can enter the doorway here. Oh, there's someone out front. Hello.
Hi, ID, you piece of shit.
Yes, my name is Jeff. Let me quickly sketch myself with charcoal on this parchment. That's
what?
Me.
Your name's Mr. Cahoots. We just met.
I'm sorry. I failed to tell you before I exited the building. I am going to be playing an everyday patron.
This dude's he's not Jeff, okay? This guy's got a fake ID or some shit, okay? I'll let you in, but just we're watching you, pal. And I
Thank
kick
you.
Him into the door.
Oh, you brute. Okay, let's see here.
Take a seat.
The bouncer is also the hostess? Okay, let me find a seat here. Here's a seat at the bar. Okay. And now we play the waiting game. Everyone's staring at me. No one's approaching.
Chalice forgot what she was doing, and she's at the bar, sort of like just like twirling her hair and like doodling away on a little sheet of paper. She forgot what she's doing, and she forgot that she's supposed to be waiting.
Hours pass.
Come on.
Shit, it's almost 7 p.m. tomorrow. Excuse me, are you writing today's menu? Are you writing down the seasonal fresh ingredients?
Oh, shit, I forgot you were here. Hello, Mr. Caboose. Could I
Please
get
call
you
me
anything
Jeff.
To start with?
I would love to order, but I'm afraid I don't know what you serve. Is there a menu?
I'm trying to remember. Let's see. Corn...
Chalice, we don't even
Chalice.
Serve corn.
Chalice.
That's one of the things we do not serve is corn.
You know what? I'm going to... Jennifer!
What?
Can you come here?
Oh my God. I'm in the middle of cooking.
Come here.
Okay, I'm on my way.
Scuttle.
Girl, what? How are you? You should
I'm
take
good,
a break.
How are you?
You look like sweaty. What is it? What kind of food do we have?
Today?
Yeah.
Well, today we're working with a huge pot full of boiling water, and we've been throwing a bunch of stuff in it, and it's kind of an orange color.
Oh, maybe a stew of some sorts?
We actually call it orange pot. It's called orange pot here.
Oh, and who's, sorry, seems like I'm getting the menu from three different people.
Sorry, I'm the owner. I'm trying to be hands-off right now. I'm trying to zip my freaking lip over here, but I...
You're trying to be hands-off. Your hands are literally around my throat.
Okay, well, I'm sorry. I just want you to look at me when I'm talking to you, so.
Okay, and sorry, what was your name, manager? What was your name?
Yeah, this guy's name is Sebastian, Seb for short.
Seb, my waitress here, I believe this young lady right here, she
puts
the
lice... My name is Chalice Glass, and I was once a princess, in case you've forgotten. I'm very fancy, and there's nothing you need to fix.
Oh, dear, you really put the lice in Chalice. She seems to have forgotten the menu. Is there a stockpile of paper menus around here, or might I know what the orange pot is before I commit to ordering it?
I guess I can field this question.
Yeah, you
then.
Can field that. Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, so I'm the head chef around here. We got a kitchen staff of about 200. Working real hard back there for you.
Oh, I don't know how to phrase this properly without being insulting. All rats?
All rats, yeah.
All rats,
yeah.
All rats, all rats. Okay.
All rats, all right. Okay. Okay. Cool. And I got to say this. I mean, elephant in the room. Have you ever been told that you look just like Dean Cahoots?
Yes. Sorry, I actually am Dean Cahoots. I'm playing an everyday average patron, trying to kind of suss out how Bottoms Up works currently so I can really get my hands dirty and fix it.
Also, Jennifer, good eye. Guys, get this elephant out of here. You know you're not supposed to be in here, man. Get out!
I'll get my pointy stick. I'll get my pointy stick.
But pay your tab.
Can we also get out the 600-pound gorilla? Is that too much to ask?
Hey, whoa, come on now.
Come on. He's
actually cheap. He didn't do anything. He just didn't shave.
He's breaking furniture in half. No.
He
worries.
Brought that furniture.
Oh, then, sorry.
I'm the elephant, and I'm leaving, and I will never forget how I was treated at this establishment.
Oh, yeah, like this is ever going to come up again.
Thank you. Oh, Beef's show is about to start. Shut up.
Oh, entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, hello. I am your MC for this evening, Beef. Just Beef.
The entertainment introducing themselves.
Hello. Before I get to what I got to get to, I'm going to be singing the menu for tonight.
Oh, there you go.
We've got a big old bowl of water. It's boiling really hot. We got a bunch of corn. It's out in the stock.
We don't
Nothing
have corn.
Nothing in the kitchen that makes any sense. 100 rats plus another 100 more are us. Thank you. That's the menu for tonight. And for the next 2 hours, I'm going to be doing a ventriloquism act with my flute. Any takers?
You're going to love this.
Takers on what?
To be the flute? ventriloquism usually doesn't require a participant. Yes, I'll raise my hand.
You, what's your name, sir?
My name is Jeff, and I'm an everyday patron.
Wait, that really does look like Mr. Caboose.
This is what I'm saying.
Please, Mr. Caboose was my mother.
Jeff, huh? Why don't you come step on the stage with old Beefcakes over here, huh?
Okay, yes, I've dipped my toes in the performing arts before, so I feel comfortable standing on stage.
All right. Okay.
What do you require of me?
So, do you know A-flat?
Yes, I have an apartment, yes.
I meant musically. Do you have an A-flat?
Musically, I believe so. Is it somewhere up here?
That's perfect. Stay right there. All right, I'm going to let you come in, and you're just going to be saying...
Beef, it doesn't count as ventriloquism if it's just another person talking.
Yeah, it's just a conversation,
How many times
Beef.
Do we have to tell you?
Beef, it's just a conversation.
It's just two people talking.
And it doesn't make a difference if you call them a dummy at the end. They're still just a person talking.
Do not put your hand up there, please.
Well, come on. This is just the beginning. Don't you want the show to go well?
Listen, folks, let me put my hats back on. It is Dean Cahoots again.
I knew it!
Do it!
Oh, my God.
I said...
Sorry, this was not meant to be a reveal.
I knew.
good on you. Listen, Wow. I think I fully and completely understand the issues that are emanating from this establishment and the workers within. So I'm going to work one-on-one with each of you to give you a bit of a makeover, teach you how things are done in proper society, and especially...
Haircuts.
I can't stress enough. I cannot stress enough. Haircuts hold no importance in the service industry.
Yay!
Fine, line up. Chalice, you're first. Let me get out my claws.
Chalice, does that change what haircut you're going to give me if you know my real name?
I'll give you a bowl cut. Okay, who's next?
Uh-oh.
Canon.
Me.
Okay, Beef, step forward. What would you like?
The Jessica Chastain, please.
Okay. The most chaste lady in all the land, Jessica. Here you go.
Also, canonically, you should know Beef is a balding man, so that you're really working miracles.
Ooh,
here.
I really fucked up your scalp with my claws.
Ouchie!
I put some deep grooves in there.
That's okay. Beauty is pain, am I right?
No.
No. Let's see, Jennifer, why don't you step forward?
Okay.
Never cut a rat's hair before.
Why are you licking your lips? Why are you licking your lips looking at Jennifer?
Your claws just got longer somehow.
Oh, did they?
Okay, don't eat Jennifer.
Could my hair all over my body look like yours when you're done?
Of course. Oh, I'm sorry I nicked you. Let me lick my nails.
Jennifer, how about you just, we need you to cook anything. Go cook anything.
Go cook anything at all. Any style.
Anything you can.
I want a makeover.
Here's a tiny little hat that I got off one of his ears. You can wear that. Here's a tiny little hat for you. How's that sound?
Oh, I feel fancy. Okay, back to work. Nice.
Let me take out a spare hat, cover that ear. Okay, let me work with each of you individually.
We still have to do that part?
Yes, I'm afraid so. Chip, let's start with you, since you are bursting with questions. Let's go outside, shall we? Everyone else, as you were. Not as you were.
Let's play Red Rover while they're gone.
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, I'm going to freaking miss Red Rover.
It's fine. We'll make up for it. We'll make up for last time. Why don't we step outside? Now, Chip, as the bouncer, you are the first person a customer sees, right? Seems like you have a leather vest, some chaps here with boots. And this green, does this green come off?
That's my skin, man.
That's your skin. That's your skin. Perfect. And we love it. I do have to ask legally, the scarf around your neck, is that keeping your head on your body?
That's against my HIPAA rights, so you can't ask that question.
Oh, you're hungry HIPAA rights. Of course. We will protect those at all costs. So here's what I'm going to say. You don't have sleeves, so what I'd like you to do, is there any way... for you to maybe fold your arms in front of your chest. That way people see the muscles, but it's not threatening.
Fold my arms in front of my...
Just like that.
Whoa.
Perfect.
Whoa, Chip. Sorry to interrupt. You look good today.
Red Rover, send Chalice right over.
That's me.
Oh, shoot.
I gotta go break Beef's arm.
Okay.
Interesting. It seems like there's a whole, with the entire service inside the restaurant, it seems like there's an entire will they, won't they.
Listen, okay. I mean, while you're here, you're part of the whole charm thing, right? That's something you do?
Sure, yes.
Okay, how do I put a charm on her?
You want some advice? Here's what I would say.
Yeah.
I would say the next time you see Chalice, tell her how you feel. No need to try
about
and charm
what?
Her. About her.
That's ridiculous. There's no way. How many... Is this how you met your...
Oh, I'm person? Asexual.
You're asexual what?
Mm-hmm. I'm ace. I'm an ace in the hole. I don't necessarily feel that way towards any person or persons.
Okay. All right. Well, I guess I'll try it.
Yes, try it and see how
And
it
you
works.
Want me to tell all the patrons how I feel about Chalice?
No. Sorry, I walked right into that one. No, as customers approach, all I want you to say is, could I bother you for some ID? And just make sure everyone has proper attire.
How many tires do they need?
Ideally, none. Ideally.
Okay.
Your goal is to want them to succeed. You want them to get inside. So you're not want to. You don't want to be gruff. You don't want to be a brute. You don't want to be defensive. You want them to get inside. You're rooting for
Just
them.
Just then, a guy walks up and says, "Sup, Chip," and starts walking in.
Hey, whoa, 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 whoa. So there's this girl Chalice in there, and she
yeah.
No.
I'm sorry.
No. Again, you tell her how you feel.
Oh, that's right. All right, go get on in, buddy.
All right, see you in there.
Right. Sorry, is that a regular?
Oh no, I don't know that guy. But he probably knows me because I am a fabled hero around these parts. My name is actually Chip Ahoy.
Okay, so as the yes. So as the bouncer, what I need you to do is I need you to go inside, bottoms up, and I need you to politely escort that gentleman back out front. Do not grab his collar. Do not shove him. Do not knock him out. You're going to use your words, use your verbiage as your muscle.
Oh, okay. All right. All right. Hey!
What?
Get over here.
Okay, let's stop.
Sorry, I got confused. I tried not using any words.
Yes, it is very gruff, very, very gruff. Let's try something different. Why don't you quietly, almost like a whisper, say, could I bother you? Could I trouble you even to make your way back out front so I might check your ID?
Okay, that's a lot of words, but
assuage this gentleman.
Oh, pardon me, sir.
Don't you fucking touch me! He grabs him, tries to grapple you and break your arm as quickly as he can.
I toss him to the ground immediately. I toss him, and I want to toss him to the ground.
All right, let's grapple.
Okay, I grab. 15.
This guy rolled an 18. So, so the next thing that Cahoots you see is this guy walk Chip out in pain and throw him to the curb.
Sir, are you interested in a job as a bouncer?
Yeah.
Make my way to the bar here. Hello.
Hello. Chalice is now in the vein of like Carol Burnett. Turned some of the curtains to seem even fancier into like a dress. She looks like a complete hot mess, and she's still covered in blood from earlier.
Chalice, it's me, Dean Cahoots. I'm not Jeff anymore. I'm Dean Cahoots. Or Cahoots to you, since you were never my student, not yet.
Cahoots to you, sir.
Okay, thank you so much. So it seems like you're wearing, it looks like a lot of white. That is working for you. I will say that it's interesting. It is captivating. It's a conversation starter. The only thing I would change is the bowl cut, but we don't have time for that.
Oh, and that's interesting because...
No.
And you know what? I agree with you. I hate it too. It happened so fast.
There's no time. Listen, you will be loved. You will be loved. So, as the... it seems like you're behind the bar. Are you a bartender as well as a server or just a server?
No, just a server. I like to stand back here when I don't like doing my job. You understand?
Okay. As a server, you are usually, if there's no hostess, you are usually the second person a patron sees as they enter. Now, what you need to do is have a big, bright energy, nice big smile, chin up, smize with your eyes, and terrifying. Turn it down. You're at a 40. I need you at a 10. You're at a 40. I need you at a 10. Okay. Your head turned around 360. Okay. So I'm going to stand over here. Invite me to the bar or a table. Make me welcome. And welcome me to Bottoms Up. Here we go. I think that's as close as we're going to get. Okay. Now, as I sit down, you need to ask, have you dined with us before?
Have you dined with us before?
If I say no, you say, welcome in. If I say yes, you say, welcome back. Do you understand the difference?
It's so confusing, but let's give it a try.
Okay, you ask me.
Have you dined with us before?
No.
Well, welcome back.
No. Welcome in.
Welcome. Willkommen, bienvenue, welcome. You're probably learning a thing or two from me on how to be fancy, huh? I'm so charming and fancy. You're probably going to use some things about me. Perhaps I will show up in some of your textbooks about how to be so classy and beautiful. Ooh.
Let's just say yes. So, as a customer, I want to know what my options are, what is available. So, in your hands, crumpled up in your fist, uh-huh. seems to be some sort of paper. Is that the menu?
No. This is just something dumb. I just sometimes will sketch people if I'm looking at them. It's stupid. It's dumb. It's nothing.
Can I see the sketches?
Yeah, it's just one of my fellow employees. It's stupid. I can't stress to you how dumb it is.
Now, this sketch is terrible. But on the backside, it says here, orange pot, chili.
Oh, that is the menu.
Oysters. Cooked beef tartare, which we need to change a few things there. And a foie gras. So right there, you had the menu the whole time.
Well, I would like that back, because the drawing I made is of Chip, and one day maybe it'll give it to him, but I won't, probably.
Can I give some advice? Tell him how you feel.
Who?
Chip.
Chip from the Tell Him How I Feel? Hey, Chip!
No, not now. Not now.
My stomach kind of hurts.
Not in that way.
Huh?
Don't tell him at every given moment. Tell him how your heart feels.
Hey, Chip, I have pretty bad heartburn right now.
Closer.
Okay.
And then add ... for you. My heartburn's for you.
Chip, you gave me the heartburn.
No.
You stress me out, Chip.
I'm playing Red Rover. Can you shut up?
Thank you so much, and I hope you learned something today, sir. Thank you for your time, and you're welcome. I will sign a waiver here. You can use my name and likeness when you teach people how to be ladies in the future. Goodbye.
Goodbye. Oh, yeah.
And she just goes to take a nap under the table he was sitting at.
Beef, my good man. Now listen, your act has potential. There's a lot of raw elements that could be cobbled together into something special.
That's great news.
Yes. What I would say is rely less on the audience. Have you ever been to see stand-up comedy?
Who?
There's a thing in the Deep West called stand-up comedy where people...
Oh, the Deep West? No, that's dark magic. That's,
yes.
That's scary stuff. That scares me.
It is scary because the audience typically won't sit in the first few rows because they're afraid of being picked on. They're afraid of being called up on stage or called out of their appearance or personality. Now, what I want you to do is I want you, with pure confidence, with the confidence of a sociopath, I want you to sing a song without asking for any volunteers, without commenting to the audience, without checking in to see if it's okay or people are enjoying it. Just sing a song, 10 seconds even.
I could... Home. God, I miss home.
And tears just start to waterfall down Kahoot's cheeks.
That was the most beautiful thing I've ever heard.
Wow, Beef is doing so bad he made him cry.
Don't tell the others, but you, my friend... You, my tiny little hunk of beef.
Yes.
You are the gem of this restaurant.
You know, thank you for saying that.
Yes. Don't change a thing. Just sing that 10 seconds over and over ad nauseum.
Oh, you got it. You got it, Mr. Cahoots.
Please call me dude.
May I ask you a question, Mr. Dude?
Yes, as long as it's not about me being a cat.
Okay. Can I ask you another question?
It seems like you're pivoting.
What's your favorite part about the fancy feast?
Typically, it's the atmosphere is number one. The atmosphere, of course, being how the people feel, how the staff is working together and separately and as a unit. So I think just the overall atmosphere is the absolute best part.
Wow. You should be a wedding coordinator.
Well, I'm the dean of a charm school, so... Yeah, I'm doing quite well.
Do you have open enrollment?
Yes, I do. Here's my card, and Cahoots coughs 4 or 5 times, and then a little card comes up. Here's my card.
So cute.
Beef takes it and puts it, intertwines it into his chest hair. You're the coolest guy I think I've ever met.
And you're the most talented guy I have definitely ever met. Keep doing you.
Well, well, well. And then there was us, huh?
Oh, actually, I'd like top shelf, top shelf, top shelf.
Okay. All right. Gonna have to get a stool. All right. I'm gonna have to put a box on that stool, and then I'm gonna have to put a glass on the box on the stool, and then I'm gonna have to put.
Oh, this is the real lady who swallowed the fly. Listen, always lead with the top shelf liqueur. If you offer well drinks, people will buy them because they're cheapest. But if you make the top shelf seem alluring, even backlighted with candles, it will pop at their eyes. They'll be like, ooh, what is this charming thing up here? Versus looking in the middle or bottom where the cheapest liqueurs reside.
See, we kind of do it backwards. So up there is actually bottles of Moss. It's just bottles of Moss.
Moss? Yes. The applesauce?
Yes, the applesauce. So it's just it's fermenting applesauce up there,
interesting.
Once a year we have a Moss Sauce Boss Fest, and Keith and I go down to the basement and we drink a bunch of fermented applesauce and we wrestle for about 16 hours.
Oh, perfect. First, going off what you just said, you said we do things backwards here. Is that what you said?
We do things backwards.
So what? You rewinded yourself. Perfect.
Yeah, super fun.
So what I would say is if versus trying to change you, let's lead with your strengths. Your strengths are you do things backwards. So what I would say is if you're the bartender here, start offering a backwards martini. What you do is you put the martini in the glass, you put a coaster over the top, you flip it upside down, then you take an olive, you splice it in an X to make it look like a splayed anus, you put that on the bottom of the glass, right?
Hold on, I'm writing this down. Splayed anus.
It's called the bottoms up. Because when your bottom is up, you are technically splaying your anus.
I love this guy.
Hey, this is actually my time. This is my time.
Beef. Can you
Chalice, yeah, we grab him by the stomach again.
Start to make the menu, the drink menu, work for you versus working against you. If things are done backwards, use that to your advantage.
Okay.
Number two, and this is something I don't know if we can change. You have the saddest eyes.
No, I've heard that often.
Yes. So let's lean into that strength, right?
Okay.
Versus trying to hide it and put on a smile, why don't you just hunch your back ever so slightly, hunch your shoulders, and as you rub down the bar off a drink menu, commiserate with the patrons. Say like, "How's it going, old chap? Rough week?" If you say rough week, they will probably agree. They'll concur. Yes, it was a rough week, because the secret is everyone's going through something. Everyone's going through some shit.
Okay, let me just practice. Okay, so I'm wiping. I'm putting on my sad voice.
Yes. Don't wipe away your tears. Wipe the bar.
Have you seen my wife?
Great.
I have this one picture of her.
Okay.
I just have this one picture. Look at it. Please.
Okay.
I'm like shoving your face into the picture.
Okay.
Please tell me you've seen her.
Okay.
Have you seen her recently?
Okay. Pull back. Too fragile.
Too fragile. All right.
Yes.
So maybe
hold up the picture of your wife, but hold it back by you.
Okay.
And just say, "This is the woman I lost. What did you lose this week?" People don't want to be detectives. When they sit down for a drink, they don't want to be detectives. They don't want to find your missing wife.
Okay.
So allow them to open up organically about their own issues, their own problems. So invite them to a conversation in a manner such as I suggested that you did not necessarily follow, but you were closer.
So just kind of like normal things like, "Are you a bounty hunter sent by my wife to find me?"
Don't accuse.
Maybe, a bounty hunter.
Yeah, but say it jokingly. Say it jovially.
Ooh, bounty hunter, haha!
Better, perfect. And then clinkies. We share a drink. The first one's free, and then you charge them after that.
First one's free, and then splayed anus. Okay, I think I got it.
Yes, perfect. And remember, when your workers come to you for help, don't always give it to them. If you step in to put out all their little fires, and can I just say, everyone here is constantly starting little fires. That needs to end.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of my fault. I give people matches for their birthdays, so that's kind of on me. That is 100%
terrible,
on me.
Terrible. Take that safety net away. So when one of your employees falls and fails, they will pick themselves up and be stronger for it. Okay. Oh, dear. Oh, they're everywhere. Oh, they're crawling up my legs. Oh. Okay.
Hard at work or hardly working, right?
Okay, so Jennifer, can I ask you quickly, just as a little aside,
Yeah, what's up, Jeff?
You were back here while I'm now Cahoots. I am back to being Cahoots. Jeff was a temporary visage.
It has dissipated.
First things first, how do I address the 200 rats?
Oh, you just scream rats, and typically they'll look up. But yeah, you've got their attention. I mean...
that's not offensive to yell rats at them?
No. Sometimes it gets confusing because people make a mistake and go, "Ah, rats," and then everyone looks. But other than that, we're pretty good.
Of course. Let me just take this napkin off the counter here, tie that around my mouth because I'm drooling severely. Okay. Now, I even though I look like a bandit, please know I'm just trying to...
Some of this food we're cooking up is getting you a little hungry, I see.
Sure, the food, yes, the food. The moving food, these perfect 200 little pieces of... Anyway. Okay, so you are the chef. Now, the menu is the promise of what's to come. The food is the actual substance, the actual payoff, right?
Right,
so let's... Can you walk me through the kitchen? And I see all these pots boiling. Can you walk me through some of the dishes and can I have a little taste?
Yeah, of course. One quick favor, though. I see you've got my sous chef in your paw and you're bringing him closer and closer to your gaping maw. I actually need him to be working right now, so
Susan, I am so sorry. Let me put you down here. On your way, as you were.
Yeah, so...
Oh, it seems I nicked off a bit of her ear. Let me just nibble that.
I can't hear out of this ear.
Well, then it's great that I took it off.
No, what a...
On your way.
So, yeah,
let's give you a bowl cut.
Oh my god, it looks terrible.
Okay, yes, let's taste some dishes.
Let's start with the main thing we got going on in the kitchen right now, which is a giant pot of orange. So, let me just whoop and get a little spoon. And here you go.
Okay.
I'm back in the mouth. Get me out of here.
How did you get back in there? My apologies. On your way. I cut off a smidge of your tail.
Okay.
Okay, so you call this orange pot. Now, it has no flavor of citrus. Why do you call it orange pot?
Just because the color is orange. I don't know why it is. Beats me.
Okay,
but it
so
is.
You start with boiling water. Walk me through what you add to this pot.
Okay, so, God, it's going to be hard to remember. I think that over in the corner there was some old... green stuff. I believe you would probably know that as cabbage. and then over here, there was a bunch of, I think it might have been something that someone ate and was in their stomach and then came back up out into our world. And then we kind of put that in. And let's see. Oh, yeah, the next thing we got going on is, You're pretty lucky because it's kind of an experiment that we've been working on back here, and you're going to be kind of the guinea pig. So if you wouldn't mind taking that handkerchief over your mouth and putting it over your eyes, using it kind of a blindfold.
Perfect.
And, okay, I'm just going to cut a little slice of it, and then I'm going to approach your mouth.
Okay.
Be careful. Yeah, be careful. Careful.
Interesting. This is actually quite brilliant. This is... It kind of evolves as it sits on the tongue. It kind of lingers and expands and flourishes on the palate. This is brilliant. This is one of... Oh dear, this is reminding me of home. I'm starting to tear up again. I'm having a flashback to when I was a little boy and my mother would cook for me at home. Oh dear.
Cahoots, the pie's ready.
Yes, Mama.
Here you go, little Cahoots. My heart. I'm dying.
Did I give you heartburn again? Mama? 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 Mama?
Who's Mama?
Oh, Chalice. Sorry. I was just having a flashback. Chalice, can I borrow you for 1 second?
Yeah, I just came in to make sure you're not eating anyone in here.
Oh, just tidbits here and there. Chalice, now, you and I agree you're a full-size grown human.
Sure, I'm an elf, but I see what you mean.
Oh, elf! I'm sorry. Yes, the bowl cut now reveals the top of your ears. Now, listen, Jennifer, do you mind if I try an experiment of my own?
Of course, yeah. Whatever you mean.
Why does Susan have my haircut?
I'm going to put Chalice under your chef hat. Is that okay, Jennifer?
Chalice is going to go under my hat?
She I'll crush her.
Me.
That's why it's called an experiment. We're trying things. Okay, now let's pull down this hat. It's not really giving any stretch. There it goes. Now, Chalice, I want you, because you are the server and you need to make sure things come out in a timely manner, I want you to pull on Jennifer's hair and direct her around the kitchen.
Okay. Jennifer, can you breathe?
Jennifer's silent.
Okay, get off. Okay,
oh,
okay.
I'm sorry.
Okay, that's what.
Oh, dear.
Oh, dear. That's why they call experiments and not successes. So we'll scratch
I'm
that.
Sorry.
We'll scratch that.
Okay. I have one more dish to show you, actually.
Yes, of course.
Okay, and then, so this is dessert. It's just a pretty standard creme that we created. It's kept very cool. And I'll take a little spoon here, and I'm gonna walk up your shoulder. And I'm sorry when I was getting crushed by Chalice, I kind of got rubbed into some of the butter and the oil that was all over the kitchen floor. So I apologize for that. I probably stink to high hell.
I got
a little burn because there's so many open flames around. A little hot, but let me just waft right under your nose.
Oh, and Jennifer standing on you has tenderized your little body. Oh, you're like a little fillet. Oh.
Actually, I really want you to take in the smell, so I'm going to stand on your tongue and put this under your nose real quick.
Oh, no.
Oh my goodness! I think I'm inside his world.
Well, everyone, it's time to be heading out.
See you tomorrow.
Where's Jennifer?
Where's anyone? Where is anyone?
That's true. You're so right.
Good
So are we doing the fancy feast or not?
You're going to do the fancy feast, and you're going to crush it. You're all going to be. You're all going to.
Oh, are you right?
Oh yes. Yeah, sorry. Just working through some digestion.
I get that.
Okay. Oh. I'm trying to escape, and I don't know if I should go up or down. I don't know what's easiest. Least path of resistance here. I'm sure I'll figure it out.
Oh, can I just say to everyone, gather around. Quickly. Pay no attention to the tiny little hands pressing it against the inside of my stomach. That's a little trick I picked up at charm school. It's just a fun little dance we do. It's coming out. She's burst through my stomach.
I just went straight out.
You freaking ate Jennifer, you piece of shit.
No, you know what? You're the piece of shit.
What?
You and all
Stop pointing at me four times in a row.
Can I just say, besides beef, everyone here is the dumbest fucking idiot, most charmless, gormless pieces of trash I've ever tried to assist. You are idiots.
So are we on or off for tomorrow?
Your friend practically danced into my stomach. She covered herself in herbs and oils and bounced on my tongue like it was a diving board. What was I to do?
No excuse.
I'm not going to save this guy's life. He has a big gaping wound. I'm not going to save him.
You know what? I'll be fine. I'm a sorcerer. I'll figure out something. Good day to
Wait,
all of you.
Where are you going? Where are you going to go?
I'm going to a little tavern called Anywhere But Here. Good day.
Where's that?
And Cahoots storms out with his entrails tailing behind him.
The next day, it's the fancy feast, and now everyone is actually inside, bottoms up. A bunch of fancy different individuals are here, dressed to the nines, ready for a fine dining experience that they expect every year at the fancy feast. So this is going to be the way that this is going to work as far as the game mechanics of this section.
Mm-hmm. Oh, nice.
Every time one of y'all make a mistake that would show that you are not a fine dining establishment, I'm going to roll a d20. And whatever the roll is will get added to a total. And if the total reaches 100, it'll be considered a fail by Sir Lavish Von Frufru.
Oh, no. Okay.
Cool?
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, cool. And so now the fancy feast is on, and people are still coming through the doorway. And Chip, that's kind of where you've been posted up, so we can start with you.
Okay, so I assume we have the correct address for the fancy feast?
Good morrow, fair gentles. May I perhaps pardon upon your identification?
Wow, what a handsome and polite bouncer, doorman even. Let me pull up.
Even though my skin is green?
No comment. That's really none of my business. You're just another citizen. I respect you as an equal.
Ah, yes, well, right this way. Please take any seat that you may choose.
Makes me feel young again. Thanks for checking it.
Ah, you do look young, little boy.
Well, okay.
That was kind of weird. Okay.
Let me take a gold coin and put this into his shirt pocket as a tip.
And I take a copper piece and return it.
Oh, change. Wow.
So, what did you roll for that exchange with them? A 5. Okay.
Yeah, I rolled a 5.
Good.
Yeah.
Pretty good. But the next person who's in line to come in the bar is actually Sir Lavish von Frufru himself.
Okay.
Greetings.
Good morrow, fair gentle. How are you this eve?
Oh, I am excited to see this disaster unfold.
I'm sorry. I don't understand.
Oh, you wouldn't, would you, simple-minded boy? Well,
I'm sorry? What did you just call me?
Oh, no.
A simple-minded boy? Should I address you as something else? Perhaps.
Can I see your ID? Can I see your ID?
Come, I'm Sir Lavish von Frufru.
Yeah, we need an ID because this is a bar and you need to give me your ID.
Let's see. I hope I. Okay, here it is.
And date of birth?
March 20th, 1992.
Uh-oh.
Okay. Well, here, you can have this back. And I kick him inside, too.
Oh, this is going worse than I thought. Splendid.
What was the, what's the damage on that one?
16.
Oh.
Yeah. So then Sir Lavish von Frufru walks in, and then he sees his old friend, Cahoots.
Oh, Cahoots, good man, should we just exchange the gold now? I mean, this is pretty much over for you by the looks of it.
I suppose so. Unless, oh, if by some saving grace everyone can pull their shit together, I will have won.
Your table is ready. Chalice has styled her bowl cut up. Somehow it's like just one sort of cylinder on top of her head.
It's in the shape of a chalice.
And she has like broken a bunch of glass around the tavern to like create a fancy outfit. Hello, I'm Chalice. I'll be your waitress for today. Can I start you off with any...
Yes. Let's see. I think I'll start with the house red.
Yes, of course. Right away. And for you, sir?
I believe I'll have the upside down martini.
Yes, of course. Chalice walks over, gets both of those drinks, and everything seems to be going well. She brings it back, and right as she's placing them down, they shatter into a million pieces and spill everywhere. And I'm so sorry, so sorry. And then she reaches up and grabs Frufru as a tie and Cahoots because she panics and starts wiping down the mess that she made with their ties. But she pulls so hard that both of their heads slam down on the table in the glass. I rolled an 18.
Oh, there's glass embedded in my forehead. Oh,
the stage lights come on and Beef steps onto the stage.
Oh,
and he's holding his mic. You know, today was a good day. I would say I made some new friends and I made some old friends. Or my old friends were always my friends. I love my friends. Here, this is dedicated to them. Home. God, I wanna go home. But home isn't here. It's over there. How do I get there? Home. With you. And he goes down the steps and he puts out his hand to a lady in the front row.
You are my home.
God damn it.
And she puts her hand in his hand and they start slow dancing. Oh, and he's wearing, he does, the microphone he has is one of those like gaming microphones. So he has use of his, both of his hands and they're dancing. And he twirls her and he sits her back down. You all are my home. And then he lifts up into the air and he flings around. And he sprinkles glitter on everybody. And then he lands back down. And he says, thank you so much for being here. Everything's free tonight.
No. Sorry. No, sorry. Not supposed to be, not supposed to be your safety net, because then you won't learn. But everything is very much, in fact,
40 lobsters, 50 lobsters.
Oh my God, we're absolutely fucked back here in the kitchen.
Oh God.
We can't keep up with that.
Gosh. Beef, what did you roll? I rolled
a 7.
Oh.
Yeah. Okay. So I figured it had to go well.
That did. And I think it did.
Very well for the patrons.
Yeah.
I think they would be pleased.
Okay, all right. I'm coming to the... Actually, we're actually charging 1.2 times the normal price and everything. So kind of the opposite of what... So everything's at a 20% premium tonight. So the opposite...
One lobster.
See, all right. Jennifer, we got this. All right. All right. Now to make some prickly conversation with some people. Hi, I woke up screaming this morning. Did you have a nightmare last night?
I'm sorry, are you talking to me?
I'm talking to anyone that'll listen to me right now. All right, I woke up screaming this morning. Who also woke up screaming this morning?
I'm sorry, I don't speak common, and I think there might be a miscommunication between us.
Okay,
Slavish von Frufru's the name, and... is this your establishment?
I'm the owner. Name's on the deed.
Indeed. Now...
and I put both my hands on your face. And I go, that was so good.
You see Cahoots undo his money bag and start to count out the coin he's going to have to pay.
Chalice comes running out of the kitchen. You all said like 20 lobsters, 30 lobsters. And then you said one lobster, and I'm trying to do the math in my head. But,
oh God!
And
no.
Then just like the
it's
most blood there's ever been.
Oh my God.
Just sort of like, it doesn't even, it looks like a waterfall is flowing through her. Just so much blood everywhere just covers the table. How many lobsters? And I rolled 17.
Ben, what did you roll?
I rolled 19.
Oh, we're good.
Sir Lavish Van Frufru leans over to Cahoots and goes,
oh, my good man, just so you know, between you and I, if I were going to rate tonight, as far as the event is going, 0 being fantastic, 100 being disaster, I would say we're at about an 82.
We've got some wiggle room.
I can live with that. So wait, did I win the bet?
No, it's very clear that there's still at least 45 seconds on the clock, and I think dessert's about to come out.
And Cahoots is starting to look a little nervous. His eyes are kind of darting around, and he very, very subtly takes out all of his claws, and they start to elongate and elongate and elongate till they almost look like little wands. And he sort of sorcels a spell while being very subtle. Like he's kind of rotating his wrist while his cape is kind of half covering his hand. So he's being as subtle as possible. And he's sort of sorceling to where time moves slower. So that maybe not time moves slower because then everything's in slow motion. But he sorcels in a way to where time extends a little bit, to where there's a little bit more wiggle room for the staff to clean up their act.
And just as you say that, Chip Ahoy, now that all the patrons are in, he comes ice skating or rollerblading through as like gracefully as you've ever seen Chip Ahoy do anything in his entire life. he like goes through into the kitchen and comes out with a stack of plates, a stack of plates filled with all the foods ordered.
He's shuffling them like cards.
And I start throwing them into people's like hands who are just, they're just hands are out and the plates are just landing in their hands.
Oh,
some of them
yay!
Are right, go right into the mouth. And it's like the most beautiful thing you've ever seen in your
yum!
Entire life.
Yum. Exactly what I ordered. Mmm, delicious.
I didn't even have to chew.
And I... right in front of Chalice, and I say, Chalice, I have to tell you how I feel, and...
are you a little sleepy, too? This has been a really overwhelming couple days.
Yeah. Can I see your ID?
What?
Oops, and then I just... And then I just keep going.
And I keep... See, my... We thought we were close friends.
Dessert is served.
And then a bunch of well-dressed rats scurry across to the different tables and present a dessert. But when they open up the dishes, they reveal them. There was a covering over all of them. You recognize that it's just some of the orange from the orange pot from earlier.
No.
Jennifer rolled a 16.
Oh, no.
No, Jennifer. Yeah.
Not a whole lot of room for...
Which
else.
Means y'all are at a 98.
I think we're going to be okay.
I will say I rolled a 0, which is why I was...
You did so well. I
That's
see.
Yes, which is why I was like gracefully going about.
We just need zeros from here on out.
Easy. Yeah.
Clink, 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 clink. And
everybody, shut up.
As his claw hits the glass, it makes the most pristine, beautiful sound to where everyone... like kind of sighs as if they're in love. Like that's how pure and clean the sound is. Aww. Clink, 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 clink. Everyone, I just would like to thank you for attending the fancy feast. I feel like everyone here has done their due diligence, has put forward their best foot, has exceeded effort that they needed to make tonight a smashing success. And I can say without a hint of doubt that tonight is the most bountiful, the most beautiful, the most perfect fancy feast I have ever attended, and I believe that's all due to atmosphere. The atmosphere created by these folks serving you, working the door, cooking for you. These people, as of late last night, early this morning, these people were garbage. Terrible.
What?
They didn't know what they were doing. They're practically tripping over their own idiotic thoughts and feet.
True.
But they have come together. They have put aside... the idiocy. They've put aside their differences.
Chalice is looking behind her because there's no way he's talking about her.
To become the perfect servers, the perfect doorman, the perfect entertainment, the perfect manager, the perfect cooks.
Yeah.
Everyone did their job. They worked together and succeeded. And I can say, as dean of I'm Sure Academy, Charm School, I would be proud to call any of these people my students. And I welcome them with free admission if they ever choose to attend, but truly no need, because you've all graduated with an A- in my book.
A-.
Beef, A+ for you, but everyone else,
yes.
A-.
So, Adam, what did you roll?
18.
Oh,
okay.
My God.
Now, I'm going to have you roll for something different. I'm going to roll for Constitution. Can you give me a Constitution roll? And then we'll say there's a 0+0 modifier on it.
7.
Okay, so as everyone's cheering and toasting to that amazing speech,
woo!
You feel something in your stomach again. And we see someone from the audience goes, what? Is there hand marks on his stomach? What is that?
Oh, no, not again.
Doubled over. And 3 different rats wearing little chef hats explode out of your stomach onto the table.
Oh, come on.
I told you we should have let him die in our establishment.
I've been holding in all of my farts.
Let him rip, Beef.
Let him rip, Beef.
And then Chalice takes out her birthday matches and starts lighting little fires. Get out. Get out, everybody. Get the fuck out of here. No, get out.
And as Cahoots is slowly dying on the floor of the restaurant, he just looks at everyone and winks and raises a martini glass and says, bottoms up. takes a sip and then dies.
Wow. Thank you everyone for coming.
Truly, this was the most fun I've ever had. I'm going to have to try to revive this man. Please, I'm going home. It's been a late night, but revive this man so I can get my money tomorrow.
I think we still won the bet, didn't we?
I mean, you don't think that his stomach exploding with rats on the table was at least worth
it? No, because time was up. I think you owe us a little bit of money.
Also, when he died, half this crowd cheered. I don't know what the relationship with you guys are like, but a lot of people really enjoyed that.
Are you guys related?
Me and I'm a human, and he's mostly cat.
And?
And yes, we are cousins.
Okay, so we get the gold then, I think is the bottom line.
Actually.
Well, I'll see you all in court.
And we smash cut to the next morning where you're in court, the king's court, and the king says, you owe them money.
Thank you.
Yay!
We did it.
Yay!
I'm ruined.
Haircut.
Let's give the judge a haircut.
Yay! Hey, everybody. This week on the Patreon, we have Happy Hour Part 3 coming out. You're going to be drinking drinks and telling stories and having a lot of laughs. You can check that episode out and all of our other episodes at patreon.com/sitcomdnd. That's patreon.com/sitcomdnd. See you there.
Sitcom D&D is comprised of Elizabeth Andrews, Ben Briggs, Aaron Keefe, Waleed Mansour, and me, Sean Coyle. And a big thank you to our very special guest, the one, the only, Adil Rafai. If you want to listen to more Adil, which who doesn't, then you can subscribe to his other podcasts, Hello from the Magic Tavern and Hey Riddle Riddle, wherever you get podcasts. Arnie Parrott wrote the theme song, and Sean Meager did the editing on this one. Woohoo! We got some plugs, our first plugs ever on the pod. This one is for the LA friends. If you're around LA this Saturday, April 16th, come see Illuminati Hour, hosted by our very own Elizabeth Andrews. Elizabeth obviously plays Beef on the show. And a friend of the pod, Damon Royster. It's got improv, music, stand-up, and silly times. Tickets are $8. The doors open at 9 p.m. and the show starts at 9:30 p.m. at the Yard Theater. We're going to post a link to the show's Instagram in the show notes, and you can get all your info and tickets there. So the next plug is for my comic book. I co-created a comic book that is fantasy and sci-fi, and you can kind of think of it like Game of Thrones meets Hunger Games. The art style is absolutely incredible. Gotta plug Chris Kirk, the lead artist on this. I think this comic really sells itself once you see the artwork. And I'd love for you to check out our Kickstarter. It's for issue 2, but you can still get issue 1 on there. The Kickstarter only is open for a limited number of days, and we only have that amount of time to hit our goal, so check out the reward tiers and see if any of those catch your eye. It would also probably help if I said the name of it. The name of the comic is Skyless, and it's about two best friends, Neil and Alina, and their quest to restore the natural sky to a dystopian Earth. So we're going to also put the link to the Skyless number 2 Kickstarter in the show notes as well. So check it out if that sounds like it's something that would be up your alley. I think that's it for now. Until next week. And thanks, as always, for listening.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.